Reverend Dr. Ohuneba Enyanibodum is the pastor of the English Chapel of Jesus Generation Ministries, Center of Victory, a thriving congregation in the heart of Accra, Ghana. He serves faithfully under the leadership of Apostle Enyanibodum, the General Overseer of Jesus Generation Ministries worldwide. Dr. Enyanibodum's teachings are simple, practical, inspired by God, and characterized by many testimonies. He holds an annual healing and miracle service, which has witnessed many miracles of healings, signs, and wonders. Testimonies of this are published in his healing magazine titled Healing Springs. Believe God's word which you are about to hear, receive it, and be blessed. Now, listen to Reverend Dr. Ohuneba.
And today I want to teach on leave the basket. Tell your neighbor, leave the basket. Leave the basket. Turn to your person, lift or ride, and tell the person, leave the basket. Amen. And over the few weeks, we've been talking about luminaries. Anything that transmits light gives light. And I explained to you some distinct times or periods of creation. And in the first one was a time where nothing was, but only God was. And you know that now. And then, in that time, we are told that God was, and God begat his son, his word. And then Moses also confirmed that the Spirit of God was there. Now, the reason why the Bible did not lay too much emphasis on the Spirit of God is that you cannot separate a man from his spirit. Neither can you separate God from his spirit. God is spirit being. And so, if you and your spirit are one, it makes even greater sense that the spirit being God and his spirit are the same. Alright, so you didn't have to separate the spirit from God. But then John had to clarify about the word, because that was not the spirit. And the Bible says that you are my son. Psalms chapter 2 verse 7. This day have I begotten thee. So he had to clarify that the word was God. And was with God, and the word was God. That's why he had to do all that. My emphasis today is going to be on Christians, the beneficiaries of the word. Because the Bible said in John chapter 1 verse number 4. He says that from verse number 3 to verse number 4. He says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Glory to Jesus. He says, the light shineth, the light of men shineth, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Now, the Greek word there for the comprehend is katalambano. Now, it means that the darkness could not overcome the light. The darkness could not overpower the light. The darkness could not understand. You could not figure out the works of the light. Shout kata lambano. Say, every darkness in me, you cannot kata lambano my light. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The Bible says the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome. Why is darkness trying to overcome? Because the men in whom light is shining now, those men were filled with grotesque darkness. Those men were filled with terrible darkness. Why? The fall of Lucifer in the first world resulted in the flood and literal darkness. I explained that already. But the fall of Adam did not result in literal darkness, but in darkness of the soul. So sin began to increase. Who taught Cain how to kill his brother? Darkness darkness, sin was increasing. Because when Adam fell and lost the divine mandate, he lost the power of light. Goodness. Light in this sense, unlike in the time of Lucifer, the light we are talking about here are attributes of light. Goodness, meekness, joy, peace, humility, love, understanding. And darkness is the very opposite of it. Envy, jealousy, murders, hatred, idolatry. So when man fell, darkness began to rise in his soul. And not too long. In Genesis chapter number 4 verse 8, we see the first murder. How a man who has never seen an animal being killed before takes a stone or whatever and strikes the head of the brother and kills him. And has no guilt or remorse when spoken to by God. That why is your brother Abel? He said, am I my brother's keeper? After he kills him. And the question is, who taught him how to kill? Darkness. Darkness was rising in his soul. Few verses down, Genesis 4 verse number 19. We see Lamech, the first polygamist. A man not satisfied with one woman. And who taught him that? Darkness was rising in his soul. Human beings, men were becoming more dark than light because they lost the mandate. So the Bible says in Genesis 4:19 that Lamech took for himself two wives. A vengeful man, if you read down there, he's talking about hatred and how he was going to avenge himself. But where did all this come? Darkness of the soul. But then the Bible said that because of these things and God's desire to reconcile us back to our former state of light, he put us under tutors and governors. Galatians chapter 4 verse number 1 to 4. Until the time appointed by the Father. And so the Bible says that when that time came, when the fullness of time came, God sent his final strategy, his final plan to reconcile dark men and bring them into light. Hallelujah. And the agent for that transition from darkness into light was Jesus Christ. So when Jesus came, the gospel of grace began. Where even though men were dark and men were filled with evil, if those men received the gift of God, that is Jesus Christ, every darkness that is in them will begin to give way to light. And so John said in John 1, 4, verse 5 that the light shines when the man receives him. And the darkness that was in the man is unable to understand the new man that is taking place. Because the man that loved to kill, the man that loved to steal, the man that loved to fornicate, the man that loved to lie and cheat, that man is not doing nothing of those things anymore. That man has become straight. He speaks the truth. He walks in love. He has great understanding and sympathy. And so the darkness, the things he used to do, are trying to understand now, why is this slave and captive of mine all of a sudden doing different things? Yeah, we used to be sinners. Great sinners, the things we did before, we are unable to think about it now. And you wonder, why was it what really me that did that? Yeah. So light is shining. And now darkness says, no, I'm going to drive Josephine back to where she was before. I'm going to drive Mark back to where he was before. Because he cannot just change. He said, he's changed. It's light. That is what John meant. But the problem is this, and I'm beginning teaching today, that most believers make the mistake to think that the light that they have received from the life of Jesus Christ will automatically shine forever. No. In him was life. The day you lift up your hands like this, say, I receive Jesus. Oh, as my Lord and personal Savior. That day, the life in Christ enters you. And when it enters you, it begins to translate into light that shows you the path to go. But that light, it doesn't continue to shine forever. You have a duty to make that light shine. There is a rudimentary light. There is like a base light, a little candle that is lit up when anybody lifts up their hand. But after that, you have the responsibility to make sure this light keeps shine and shine. But many believers are not concentrating on making the fire in them grow bigger and bigger and their light to shine. Darkness has overwhelmed the souls of many believers. Darkness that was in the beginning, darkness which was due to wickedness. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 1-7. You see, the thing I explained before, the darkness, what that happened, it was so severe. I think we're going to take that reading. Yeah, Genesis 6, 1-7.
And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
God, when darkness erupted in men, men began to do wicked things. Their wickedness became so great that now men had intercourse with angels. The sin of Sodom. And the Bible says, you know, the fallen angels, they came and had sexual intercourse with daughters of men. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says, not the wickedness of angels. He said that, verse number 5, Genesis 6. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man. That God regretted, hey, that he created man. That was the day men ceased to live long. Because when you read anything before that, they were 900 years, 700 years. They had the life of God in them. But the day darkness erupted to a high level, God said, I made a mistake in creating this world. Now they will only live 120 years. And because of sin and darkness, now we don't even reach 100. Because they used to live 700, 800. But because of sin, he cut it down to 120. The Bible's not being written again. I'm sure there would have been a part with the current increase of darkness of sin that God will say, it repents and I regret again for making man. Now the days of his life will be 45, 20, 10, 7, 6.
Yeah.
What a shock. What is darkness? Galatians 5 verse 19. He says, now the works of the flesh are evident. I've told you already. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, arguments, anger, selfish ambitions, divisions. Makanwe, he said this, he said that. Envy, drunkenness. Yeah. He says, and the lies of which I have told you in time past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom. Liars will not go to heaven. It's in the Bible. The Bible says liars will not inherit the kingdom. Glory to Jesus. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit. And you know the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of light. When you have light in you, the Spirit of God is in you. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness. Say goodness. Faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Gentleness. Say gentleness. Self-control. Yeah. But today, Christians were expected to shine because of the light in them. They have no business at all with shining. In fact, it has become difficult to differentiate a light-bearing Christian from a darkness-filled unbeliever. It is difficult to tell who is a light giver and who is not. It's very difficult. Because enter the public offices. Christians are taking bribes. Christians are involved in corruption. It's difficult to tell that this is a Christian by their way of life. It's very difficult. But it should not be so. Because there is light in you. Gossiping. He said, I don't let. Today, there are Christians who go to fetish and spiritists and other witches and witch doctors. There are Christians who do that. So, where is the light? Where is the light? He says, those who do these things, they will not enter the kingdom. Ephesians 5, verse number 1 to 14, he says, be imitators of God. Walk in love. Tell your neighbor, walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness. Let me not mention fornication. Uncleanness. He says, let it not even be named among you. I don't know what came over me. You know what came over you. You know very well what came over you. Hey, this is the puppet master. It's your. You don't know what came over you. He says it's not fitting for sin. He says neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Foolish talking. Cause jesting. Fighting. You see? Jump to verse 8. He says, for you were once what? Darkness. It's not you were in darkness. Oh, you were once darkness. And now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You were once darkness. It's not that you were in darkness. You were darkness. In those days, you did everything you wanted. Darkness. It's not literal. It's a realm. Matthew 4:16 said that the people that lived in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. So even though this scripture was talking about the people of Tyre and Sidon, they lived by the coast. They were not having literal darkness. But because their realm, anything that doesn't have Jesus inside is dark. You see? Any lifestyle that does not include Jesus in it is dark. So they did not have Jesus. Because of that, they were dark. And the Bible says, when they received him that day, Jesus entered into their land and they received him. The Bible says the scripture was confirmed, what Isaiah prophesied, that the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. You and I were sitting in darkness. You lifted up your hands to Jesus. You said, I received the Lord. I do this, I do that. And now you should walk as children of light. But we cannot tell. Shout hallelujah. Let your light shine. One man had his light shining. His name is John the Baptist. John chapter 5, verse number 33 to 35. Jesus had a testimony about John. John 5, 33 to 35.
You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do,
amen,
bear witness of me,
amen,
that the Father has sent me.
Amen. Listen to Jesus' testimony about John. He said he was the burning and shining lamp, and the people were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. I came here with prophecy on my lips. Change your lifestyle. Let it represent light. And let the people around you become a burning and a shining lamp. And let your families, let your work colleagues, let the people around you rejoice in your light. Can men rejoice in your light? Can people rejoice when you are around? Yet let your light begin to shine. He says he was a burning and a shining lamp. Oh, how I wish it would be said of many of us that we are burning and shining lamps, and that the world rejoices in our light. There are some of you, because of you, somebody said he will never enter church. Because of you. Because the way you handle the person, your temper is 10 times faster than those that go to sea. You are a believer. I'm keeping it simple today. He was a burning and a shining lamp. Are you a burning and shining lamp? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. He wasn't shy of what he had on his inside. John was not shy. He was going out and showing the light that was burning on his inside. May people rejoice in your light. May your family members rejoice in your light. May your colleagues, your workers, your staff, your friends, even strangers who meet you, may they rejoice in your light. When the darkness of sin is increasing in strength again and again, Christians who are supposed to give light are nowhere to be found. The reason why darkness is on the increase is the absence of light gives what? Darkness. The absence of light is what results in darkness. So the people that are supposed to be a burning and a shining lamp, so that everybody will rejoice in their light, they are not shining. And because of that, darkness will become malignant. Darkness will increase. We have become self-centered. We have become couched in. Hey, we are the physics student. We have become centripetal as opposed to centrifugal. We should be directed towards outside, but now we are more inward. My wife says that the goal in the Great Commission has become come. We don't go out. If we cannot go out and evangelize, then let the light in us shine so that they will see this light and they will rejoice in the light, and they will say, if we cannot go out and talk. But does our light shine? No. Our light doesn't shine at all. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 14. It says, do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. 1 Peter chapter 3. Even though Peter wrote it to wives, I believe that Peter looked at his wife and wrote this thing. I believe that Peter's wife was a wonderful woman whose character influenced Peter's ministry. I believe that Peter's wife was so respectful, was so wonderful, that her character influenced Peter. Peter's writing, you can just tell if you are led by the Spirit, the things he was writing. He said, wives, 1 Peter 3, come on, submit yourselves to your husband. He talked about, so that even if they do not obey the word, they, without a word, even if you don't speak, they will become won or converted by your conduct. Ha! When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, when they observe the way you do your things, when they observe the way your light, John was a burning and a shining lamp. Peter's wife was a burning and a shining lamp. Because he said that he could just look at the wife and he will become evangelized. But people cannot look at you and rejoice in your light. You don't have light around you. What is happening to you? What is happening to the church? Why do we only want to open church in America? Is it for personal gains? Oh, Jesus. 1 John 1, I preached this sermon before. He said, that which was in the beginning, that which we heard, that which we went to see, we looked upon, we gazed. He says, all these things I'm telling you, so that you'll be able to have fellowship with us, and that your joy will be made complete. Verse number 5, he says, this is the message we heard. He, all those things was denied. He's landing on the verse 5. He said, this is the message we heard. He said, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If you say that you have fellowship with God and you are still walking in darkness, then you are lying and you do not practice the truth. But if you walk in the light as God is in the light, then you also have fellowship with one another. There are people in church who do not talk. John 3:19. Well, see, this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, but men still prefer darkness. Can you see? Well, see, the darkness there, he translates as bonny. Yeah, people don't fear or respect their pastors anymore. Why? Because the pastors themselves, they have lost focus. They have lost focus. God is light, in whom there is no darkness. If you say you have fellowship with God, you walk in the light, then you should have fellowship with one another. And as to whether the light is even burning or not, we cannot tell. We should sing it somewhere. You know, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We sing it, but we don't do it. We say it, but we never do it. I'm challenging you. John 5:33 said that John was a burning and a shining lamp, and people rejoice in his light. Can people rejoice in your light? When you speak, it is like they have thrown knives out of your mouth. Light bearing Christian. What has happened? I will preach to you. Get a mobile phone, put the light on for me. Or a torch light. Where is our light? Why are we not shining? We have left the lampstand and we have gone to hide. Mark chapter 4, verse 21. And the other one opens Luke chapter 11, verse 33. Then the other one opens Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Mark 4, 21. He says, it's a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed. Is it not to be put on a lampstand? Luke 11, find the Matthew 5, 14. That's the main one. Luke 11, 33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand. I'm sure now you understand my sermon title. Leave the basket. That those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, then your whole body will be full of light. But when your eye is bad, I repeat it, when your eye is bad, I repeat it, when your eye is bad, your body will also be full of darkness, even if light is in you. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Wow, the light in you can become darkness. Wow. Wow. If then your whole body is full of light, have no part with darkness. Let's take the main verse reading from Matthew 5, verse number 14. Matthew 5:14. Yeah, from the New King James. You can read it from the board. Let's all read it as a church. One go. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. We do it one more time. A city that is set on a hill. He says you are the light of the world. And I'm just paraphrasing it. As a city, you see, you are light of the world. Now he's describing you. He says like a city that is set on a hill. You cannot be hidden. So you can't be hidden, for you are set on a hill as a city to shine your light. Tell your neighbor, shine your light. He says, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine like a light on a lampstand, giving light to all in the household. Let your light so shine, so that men may see your good works and glorify your Father. We are set on a hill. We are supposed to shine. You are set on a hill. You are supposed to shine. Why have we left the lampstand? You can see this. We were put on a lampstand. This is Jesus. He says, you were put on a lampstand to give light to all. But what has happened? We left the lampstand and we put our light in a basket. Now, when your light is in a basket, you can see some traces. I think you can hold it for me. And then you are put in a basket. You can see some traces, some rays of the light, especially in extreme darkness. But no matter the amount of light you have on your inside, if you remain under a basket, you will never be able to make impact. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. It doesn't matter how strong the light is inside you. If you leave the lampstand that is in the hand of Jesus and you go and hide under a basket, you will never make impact. Who hides under a basket? What things do we put under baskets? Things that we are ashamed of. Things that we want to hide from people. You know what? If you want to do some naughty things, you go and hide under a basket, isn't it? If you have people coming around and you have some terrible, dirty things you don't want them to see, you kick it and put something to cover it. You know what? He said, nobody puts a light under a table. Leave the table. Leave the basket. Your lives are just removing you from the hands of Jesus in the lampstand, and you are just entering into a dark place. You want to do your own thing. That's what's happening now.
the church today is in a basket. The church is doing its own thing, as opposed to the church being out and shining its light. God did not purpose that the church should do his own thing. We're doing our own thing. God did not purpose that the church should be so focused on themselves. That was never his plan. It was never the plan of God that the church will not shine its light. In fact, can you imagine? Come on, those of you who have mobile phones, put some lights on. Hurry up for me. Can you imagine what will happen when hundreds of these little lights are put together? Something is going to happen in the whole world. When every Christian is able to shine and burn his lamp. Come on, bring it up here. Hurry up. Glory to Jesus. Hurry up. Glory, Lord. I feel like preaching now. What's happening to us? We are set on a hill. We have to shine. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light. Look at that. If every believer shines his or her light, you cannot even look at it for too long. You see, it is not worse that to fight the legislation of homosexuality in the world. It is not worse but light. Light that will shine from every believer. It is not worse that to fight the abominations and the contaminations of human rights. No. Because you know what? Now that homosexuality has been legalized, bestiality, those that sleep with animals will push for their right too. They will say it's their right. That is how they were born. There was a defective gene. Oh. And very soon, pedophiles, those that love to sleep with children, will also say that is their right. Because the light, the people that were supposed to shine their light, they went to hide under baskets. Why can't we preach about holiness anymore? Look at this light. You can't look at it continuously. In fact, if they will all concentrate their light together, you cannot look at it. We are filled with little lights. And we need to shine. Hey! When we shine, darkness will disappear. When we shine, darkness will disappear. When we begin to shine, let's not go and talk to them. Let's shine. He says, like a city set on a hill. So is God's desire for his church, to be set on a hill. And so that your light will shine. And not to do your own thing, you know. We get our own swag going on. We're doing our own thing, man. We have our own programs. We don't go outside. We're not like them. We don't do. No! Let your light so shine. Bring the basket. It doesn't matter how strong. Look at this light. These are four lights put together. It doesn't matter how strong. Put a basket on it. You don't see them anymore. He says nobody puts light under baskets. We have run under baskets. Churches have gone to hide under baskets. Pastors are hiding under baskets. All their concern is big cars, big cars, big cars, big cars. Everybody wants to drive a V8. We have one here, but that's not the reason why I'm talking about it. What's happening? This Christianity was founded upon the blood of holy men. And today, everybody is just obsessed with being a celebrity. Celebrity, celebrity. Let your light so shine. When you receive Jesus, the light is set up in you like that. Hey, Koshakaba. But he said that as many as received him, he came into his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become children of light. This is who we are in a dark world. In a dark world. But this is what the church has decided to become. Tell your neighbor, leave the basket. Sin. Evil. I dream fiend. Our lives are not representative of light anymore. No light. Keep the light shining. You are set on a hill. You cannot be hidden. You cannot be hidden. God's plan is for the church to be in the full glare of everybody. We cannot. You see, when you want to do bad things, that is when you go and hide under the basket. When you want to do secret things, that's why you hide under the basket. God wants to lift up your light. God wants the light to shine. Lift it up, guys. God wants your light to be set up. Let them look at it. Let them criticize you. Let them say everything. But when the light is shining, they will see the way. This is the best way of evangelism. Not billboards. Not posters. Not flyers. Let's not establish churches only in America. Let us go to the dark and poor places. Yeah. Let's not have churches only in prime areas. Let's go to the very remote villages. Let's stop buying big, big cars and luxurious cars. They are good, but let's stop. Let's give our monies to the poor. Let's help the needy. Those are the qualities of light. We should advertise it. No matter how bright your light is, once it's under a basket, you will not make any impact. No matter how anointed you are, you will not make impact if you stay under a basket. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to read that. I preach from it and then we close. This little light of mine. Sing it for me. One more time. I'm gonna let it. Let it shine. Let the light in you shine. Enter churches today. You are as a city set on a hill. You are not supposed to be hidden. Let's evangelize every Saturday. Let's go to the villages. Let's tell them about Jesus. Let them see the light in us. And let them rejoice in it. Politicians will change if they see our light. The laws of the land will change. Can you imagine? Even the number of believers only in Church of Pentecost. They are millions if you put them together. Then put all the believers in Redeemed Christian Church. They are millions. Then put the rest of us, the small ones, together. You have millions upon millions. And if everybody shines a little light, oh, the impact. The world cannot look. CNN will not look at it and speak gibberish. They will look at it and they will see the way. Because the light will shine, they will see it, but they cannot see it. Because we're going to hide under baskets. And we are doing our own thing. Today, every darkness in you will disappear. I will pray. I'll be praying through the night. God will deliver us from any kind of darkness. Bonnie, Christopher say. He says, if your eyes is bad, then the light in you will be darkness. Yeah. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. You have put it off. You've put the light off. Continually, the Bible says in Leviticus, let the fire on the altar continually burn. Let it never be put off. Read the scripture. 1 Corinthians. Say.
Moreover, brethren.
1 Corinthians 10, verse number 1 onwards.
Moreover, brethren, I will not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Jesus. But with many of them God was not pleased.
Hold on. You preach with me. He says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to think that once you are in Christ and you are a church member and you pay your tithe and you give offering and you can quote 10 scriptures, once you have encounters, you have dreams, you see visions, you see angels with eyes inside and behind, Yeah, you are the one that can come and recite the oracles that were in heaven this morning to us. He says, there are people that walked under the cloud. There are people that walked by the fire. There are people that were baptized in the sea. There were people that drank from the rock, which was Christ. They drank from him. But he says, but with some of them. Is it some or most of them? Lizzie? He says, but with some of, most of them, God was not well pleased. Hey! The people that drank from the spiritual rock, the people that were baptized under the cloud, let's not deceive ourselves. So, because if you will do all this and you will miss heaven, then just go and chill and have fun and go to hell. Because you cannot try it and then you will miss it. Christianity is not your father's school. It is not the curriculum of Christianity was not written by your parents. The standard of God on judgment day will not be different for American children and then Ghanaian children. Yeah. We have become so liberal. You will never believe it. We are so liberal. You travel and see. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. He says they drank from the spiritual rock that was Jesus Christ. They drank from Jesus. It means they kissed Jesus. They hugged Jesus. They held Jesus in their hand. He said, but with most of them, look at me. With most of them, even after these encounters, God was not well pleased. You see, it is said that rivers, they take the path of least resistance. If you put a river here and you put a rock here, you not climb over the rock. You just bend around it. You see, you have to challenge yourself. There's a reason why there are traffic lights in the road. By default, we are darkness because of what Adam did. So if you do not challenge yourself, you will never become light. There are Christians who know how to lie. In fact, right now, lying is very normal in Christianity. Oh, pastor, me. He's lying. There are brothers who sleep with about 3 or 4 ladies in the church and then they will leave the church. See, God will not lower the standard for them. Look, even Genesis 6 we read, talking about the angels. And when you go to Jude is only one verse, around the 20 down there. Or I think Jude something, what was it? Jude what? He said, Jude, when you read it, you see that he was talking about the angels that did not keep their former estate and how God has put them in eternal chains and eternal fire. You see, the same way God will not lower his standard for a brother. Let your light shine! Say, brother, hey. Brother, you are strange. Is there light in you? And you want to touch me right now? Is there light in you? Is there light in you? I'm shining. Look at that brother in the face. I said, leave the basket, my brother. Leave the basket. He comes to you, sir. You see, 90-year-old boy comes to you. I want to be your boyfriend. She slap him. See, you guys, my buddy, leave the basket. Eh? Leave the basket. Hurry up. Then your light has impacted him. Peter was more converted by the wife. Everything he wrote in 1 Peter 3 was about his wife. How did he know how wives should behave? He's a man. How did he know? He saw it. The wife was not too concerned about, I want to say Jewish, you have to move away from those with things around their neck. So the wife was not concerned about things that you put around your neck and the bracelet. No. But the inward beauty. What's on your inside? It's shroom darkness. He said they drank from the rock. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. Is the Lord pleased with you? Is the Lord pleased with you? Continue, my dear.
Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And do not become idolaters as were some of
them. Don't lust after evil things as some of them did. Yeah. He said we shouldn't lust after evil things. What else?
As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play.
They were idolaters. They sit, they eat. That was all they were concerned about. They eat, they drink, they rise up to play, and then what else?
Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did.
I will not. That is not the light. The light should be inside you. Let your light. Yeah. Holiness, without which no man shall see God. Let your light so shine. The man is following you. He's a married man. He said, brother, leave the basket. Eh? Can't you see my light? My light. I don't need your money. If then I would die poor than to come and follow you. That day he will go home and repent it.
And in one day, 23,000 fell.
He said, don't let us tempt Christ. Don't let us become sexually immoral like they were. And in one day, 23,000 people died. Continue.
Now let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
The end of the world is coming. Don't tempt Christ. Don't become sexually immoral. Don't lust after things. Don't do all these things they did. Because when they did that, they were punished. Yes. It's different having a genuine weakness and believing God to deliver you from, and the other person not even appreciating it, enjoying the weakness and living in it. May God deliver us from any kind of darkness. Because John 1:4-5, he said, the light shines and the darkness could not catalambano it. The darkness is trying to overtake the light in you. So there's constant battle. There's constant battle inside you. Today, when you go out there, remember the light. Remember the basket. Let your light so shine. So that like John the Baptist, men will rejoice to see the light. But if there is any basket that you have gone to hide under, no matter how anointed you are, men will not see this light. The light will go off after one day. And you will become darkness. As scripture said in Ephesians 5:8, you who were once darkness, but now in Christ, you are light. Peter said in 1 Peter 2:9, he said that God has... Oh, let me start from the top. But ye are a holy, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people called forth to show the goodness or the glory of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do things without complaining. Do things without murmuring. Let your light so shine so that men will see your good ways and glorify your Father. Turn to your right, turn to your left. Tell the person there, leave the basket. Rise to your feet. Put your hands together. Let's pray.
We trust you've been blessed by God's word. We invite you to be a part of our victory services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. You can find us behind Opportunity International, adjacent Vodafone Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Join us for our special monthly services, Nail All Night Service, last Friday of each month, Open Heavens, first Sunday of each month, and Shiloh, 4 days of dry fast during the second week of each month. For more information, visit our website, JesusGenerationOnline.com. Jesus Generation, experiencing God, raising a godly generation. We wish you Jesus.